Let's talk about the Packers playoff chances. Okay, now let's talk playoffs. Grassy Posse Packer Nation! Welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I am your host, Tom Grassi. And while you might be thinking, Tom, you already did the predictions episode this week. Tom, you already did the interview with the Cardinals fan this week. Tom, why are you referring to yourself in the third person? Well, you know, last week I did a playoff look, a playoff gander, if you will. Got lots of comments about how unrealistic I was, and I figured, hey, let's do it again. But let's have a real talk, kids. It's Friday night. I went to the local supermarket to buy a beer. So let's talk. Let's talk about a realistic conversation about the Packers' playoff chances. And I'm not talking about percentage-wise. I've heard 3%. I've had 14%. I don't really care about any of that talk. I want to look at the Packers' schedule and then the 4 out of 5 things that must happen. I'm sure you've seen the chart floating around the internet. And we're going to go through their schedules and we're going to see the likelihood in which the Packers could obviously sneak in. Now, before we get started on that, I want to do a big shout out to those who have contributed to my Patreon. I really don't plug it on this show a whole lot, but a bunch of you, like 3 or 4 of you, let's not even say, but 3 or 4 of you have been there, have been like the OGs right at the moment. Luke Birch, man. Phenomenal. Thank you so much, man. You're always contributing to the show. Craig Nixon, I know you're doing the same thing. If you're interested in doing that right now, if everybody gave $1 a month, I could do this show full-time 5 days a week. But I know that that is a big ask. But if you can, to throw $1 or $5 towards the Patreon, really help us out and really help grow the channel and help make this a thing. And also fuel my alcoholism even more so. So thank you to that. So, let's first talk about the green and gold, the Green Bay Packers. Hold on, I'm going to need at least another swig for this. Okay, well, none of this happens, and all of this is irrelevant, unless the Packers win out. Last week, I basically said the same exact thing, saying that we could afford to lose one game, but it was going to make our lives incredibly difficult, and we did, in fact, lose that one game. Now, let's go through game by game and just look at our chances of pulling this off, because, again, if we don't win out, we basically have no shot at making the playoffs. Mathematically, we might have, like, a 1% chance, depending on how the rest of the games fall, but let's just say we need to win out from here. The Arizona Cardinals, a team that is ranked, like, number 32 in the league, really has no business being in this game. I would think at Lambeau, the Green Bay Packers will be able to defeat the Arizona Cardinals. I don't think that is a big stretch, no matter how much we've been playing like crap, but we got some things on our side. Randall Cobb is coming back. He even came out and said, like, Aaron, ooh, he's feeling feisty, right? He shaved. He's got the mustache back, right? So I think Aaron Rodgers and the mustache will defeat the Arizona Cardinals, and it should be a pretty easy game. Now, the Atlanta Falcons, a little bit more of a challenging game. However, the fact that they're coming to Lambeau, I said this in the beginning of the year, I think they can pull off the win. I really honestly think they can. While they could lose this game, I think that they're obviously playing for their playoff lives. It depends on see what happens with the Falcons this week. The Falcons could, I think, mathematically be eliminated from the playoffs if they lose this week, which would be a good thing. Make them down in the dumps that they're not fighting for anything. So I think there's a potential. Now, the hardest game left, of course, on our schedule is the Chicago Bears, which is what everybody anticipated at the beginning of this year. And not only is it not at Lambeau Field, it is at Soldiers Field. And the Bears have been rolling. Even with Chase Daniel, they beat the Lions on Thanksgiving. There's potential that Trubisky is not going to play this week, but they're also playing the Giants. So this is the game that is going to be the tough one. This is going to be a potential heartbreaker here. In fact, when we've broken the Bears' hearts all these years, this could be the game that breaks our hearts. Now, do I think that the Packers can beat the Bears? Yes. Do I think it's going to be incredibly difficult and maybe even bordering unlikely? Yes. Does that mean that I'm going to give up on them? Absolutely not. So, looking at this, obviously the Packers are going to fire on all cylinders, and I think the only thing they got going for them is that their offense can be more explosive than the Bears' offense. Trubisky, while he's had a successful year, that offense really just doesn't impress me. It doesn't look like a team that could put up a ton of points, and they don't have to because of that defense. And so I feel the only way they're going to win is if that our offense is able to score more points than the other guys. No, but score a plethora of points. So this is the one I have circled on my calendar, but this is the one that's obviously going to be the hardest. Going to New Jersey against the Jets, I feel like that's going to be an easy win. They've been playing like crap all year. And then the Lions, I feel like they should be able to pull that off. You know, obviously, we could have won earlier in the season, but Mason Crosby decided to forget how to kick field goals. And so I think that we could do that. So realistically, like completely realistic, unbiased as a fan, we should be able to win 4 out of these 5 next games. The one, of course, that's going to be the most difficult is the Bears one, and that pains me so much to admit it, but that's going to be the tough one here. And so if we're going to just look at this from an unbiased perspective, things are not looking good for the Packers winning out, but I'll take my chances and pretend that they will, because otherwise, what else do I have? All right, now let's take a look at some of the other scenarios. Now, 4 out of these 5 next things need to happen. And I'm going to start with the most unlikely, and that's the Vikings need to lose 3 games. Now, the Vikings don't have the easiest schedule coming up. They have the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Dolphins, the Lions, and the Bears. They should be able to beat the Dolphins. They should be able to beat the Lions. And I'm actually hoping that they're able to beat the Seattle Seahawks. As a Packers fan, that would be the best case scenario. But I see the Vikings losing to the Patriots, and I see them potentially losing to the Bears if the Bears haven't already locked up the position and they have nothing else to play for. But there's potential that the Rams and the Saints already clinched the number 1 and number 2 spot, and the Bears will have already got the number 3 spot by week 17. And so they might not be playing for a whole lot, which the Vikings would be able to take the win. But that being said, I think that the Vikings will be able to beat the Seahawks. I think they have the team, unfortunately, to do it, but fortunately for us. So I don't see the Vikings dropping 3 games. I see them losing to the Patriots, potentially the Bears, considering what's going on with the playoff scenarios, but I feel like they're not going to lose 3. So I'm actually going to cross that off the table, but you know, I'll still root for the Patriots this week because screw you, Vikings. Now, let's talk about some of the other things. The Washington Redskins, I would say, have a pretty darn easy schedule next, and they need to lose 2 games. So, again, everything from here on out needs to happen in order for the Packers to make the playoffs if they win out. So, the Redskins need to lose these 2 games. They're playing the Eagles, the Giants, the Jaguars, the Titans, and the Eagles once again. The most likely scenario I see, and again, the Redskins, they don't have Alex Smith. I don't think they're the same team. They were a bit competitive with the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, but I don't believe in Colt McCoy enough. I think they will lose to the Eagles both times. I that's how I see it, and they could even drop a game to the Titans. So I feel like that is very possible that the Redskins, without Alex Smith, are going to drop at least 2 games before the end of the year, which would satisfy this entire scenario, at least the Redskins losing 2. Now, the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers, they need to lose 2 games as well. So they are going up against the Buccaneers, the Browns, the Saints, the Falcons, and the Saints again. The only shot we have at this is the fact that they're playing the Saints twice. And this is actually a good thing that the Cowboys wound up beating the Saints last night, because it means that the Saints aren't going to be able to lock up that number 1 or number 2 spot earlier than anticipated because we want the Saints playing week 17. We need the Panthers to lose because I see the Panthers beating the Buccaneers. I see them beating the Browns. I see them losing to the Saints. The Falcons, while I think it'll be a close game, I think they'll beat the Falcons. And so our only hope is that the Saints are still playing for something in week 17. And God, that's a scary thought. But yeah, so let's root for the Saints to win those two games. I think it's very possible that the Saints win. Obviously, they're a great team. I don't know what the hell happened last night. Dallas's defense looked incredible, made Drew Brees incredibly uncomfortable. And I'm wondering if teams are going to see that going forward as a way, okay, this is how we beat the Saints. We need to rush to, we need to blitz on one side, make Drew Brees throw like side-armed or be out of the zone, and then we'll lose. So the Panthers, I see, is being like the real tough part of this schedule losing to, considering they're playing all crappy teams except the Saints twice. Then the Seattle Seahawks. God, I hate them so much. They have a pretty easy schedule as well. They need to lose two games. So they are playing the 49ers, the Vikings, the 49ers, the Chiefs, and the Cardinals. While I would love to say Richard Sherman, after he came out this week and said a whole bunch of crap about the Seahawks, and I hope that gets under their skin and they're able to pull off a win, I'm going to be realistic here. I say they're going to beat the 49ers, and this is where we need the Vikings to actually step up and win. So the Vikings hopefully will beat the Seahawks, and I think they could do that. The Seahawks will beat the 49ers again. They'll lose to the Chiefs, which is a big thing, and then they'll beat the Cardinals. So that would satisfy, if they lose to the Vikings and the Chiefs, that would satisfy our scenarios, and we're good to go. I think this is pretty likely. It's just going to be depending on what's happening in the Vikings game. But if you're a Packers fan, you are rooting for the 49ers this weekend. And then finally, the Eagles need to lose one game. Now, looking at their schedule from a glance, I was like, ooh, I don't know if that's going to happen. They're playing the Redskins, which again, Alex Smithless. The Cowboys, who have been putting up a fight, they just beat the Saints. Maybe the Cowboys could get it done. But then here comes the third game, the St. Louis Rams. They won't have that number one or number two spot locked up just yet. They'll still be playing come week 15. And so I think the Rams will be able to defeat the Eagles, meaning that they'll lose that one game. Then the Texans, you know, I think the Texans could win, but I think I'd pick the Eagles over that. And then the Redskins again, I'd pick the Eagles over that. So we really got to hope that the Rams are able to win. So sitting back and looking at all this and going through all these scenarios, unfortunately, and this is something that I've heard from the Packers faithful the entire time, and this is going to be terrible to say, the most unlikely scenario I see is the Packers winning out, which, again, hurts me to say. Do I think it's impossible? No. But I see these scenarios, these four things falling our way, while it seems like a lot needs to happen, I think the schedules of the team actually are a benefit to us. The hardest thing that we're going to need to do is we're going to need to run the table yet again. And considering what we've looked like over the past month, I don't know if that's possible. Now, again, we also have a pretty easy strength of schedule left. The Cardinals, the Jets, the Lions, those should be pretty easy games to win. And then even the Falcons in Lambeau Field, I'm giving the edge to the Packers here. But it's that Bears game that really, really concerns me. But the reason I did this video was not just to cry at our potential misery. But it is still possible. It's not still doom and gloom yet. So don't start cheering for us to start losing it for draft picks just yet or ever, because again, that's a crappy thing to do. But if the Packers are able to beat the Bears, I think there's a really good shot they make the playoffs. And call me a homer, call me a unrealistic Packers cheesehead snob, but I feel like just with this team, I can never give up hope completely unless Brett Huntley is behind center. But I feel like if they're able to beat the Bears, if they're able to win out, the Packers have a really good shot at making it. And again, that might be unrealistic, but I think they can do it. And so until we are mathematically eliminated, I'm going to hold out hope that we could do it. So let me know what you think down below. Where do you think our most challenging wins are going to be? Or what do you think is the most unrealistic scenario besides the Packers losing out between the Eagles, Seahawks, Panthers, Redskins, or even the Vikings? Let's talk about it in the comments down below. You can always find me at TomGrossyComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or Tom Grossi at Tom Grossi Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Patreon, like I mentioned before. You could also use Tom Grossi, the promo code, to save yourself $20 on your first SeatGeek purchase. If you're going to go to the Packers game, because tickets are starting to get cheaper and cheaper, you can head off and do that. Check out PackCast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube. So we will be live streaming on YouTube for the Arizona Cardinals game versus the Green Bay Packers on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. So head on over to the channel for that. So thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi, and as always, go Pack Go.